So let's move on to the next subject of what should be happening at Raiders HQ, admin, and in the locker room. Pete Carroll needs to get together with both his coordinators and the position coaches. And like we used to say, man, you got to just coach them up. You know, if there's something not right, if young Mr. Brennan Carroll, our offensive lineman, if something's not right, if something's not jiving, then Brennan Carroll and Chip Kelly, they got to figure it out. You know, they got to figure out what's not working and get rid of it and figure out what is working. If it's a tweak here, a tweak there, they want to run and play a little bit different, coming off of a double team or staying with a double team at the point of attack. They got to figure out a way to get these other colored jerseys out of the backfield, chasing around Geno and putting a hit on our running backs 2 and 3 yards in the backfield. So there needs to be some sort of it's got to be a serious talk. It's got to be meaningful. Like, hey, guys, you know, you got to put some – Carroll's going to need to put some pressure on these guys. Like, hey, we got to do better. You know, we got to coach them up. And I hope that's the message coming down from Pete Carroll to his staffs, particularly the coordinators who can then talk to their position guys, like, coach them up, figure it out, and coach them up. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about that, you know, protections. What's going on with the protection? Do they need to have more of a tight end chip? Do they need to figure out different formations to get the quarterback more time? Do we need to set up the pass with a little bit of misdirection here and there? Something's got to work to get Geno that extra second or two to get the ball out of his hands while seeing downfield. What can the Raiders do to open up the running lanes for Ashton Jeanty? If you're watching the same games I'm watching, you're seeing a young man getting his butt kicked 2 and 3 yards in the backfield, and then he'll bust off a yard somewhere between 6 and 8 yards, and as much as 12 to 16. He's an arm tackle from breaking one, folks, and I think you all see that. But if he's got to dodge two players in the backfield as he gets the football, it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a long season. We run the risk of getting him and both Geno Smith hurt. So they've got to figure that out. And we talked about moving the pocket, maybe a sprint or a half roll, maybe some things like screens to soften up the rush. But we got to get the ball downfield without Geno sitting in the middle of a pocket that's collapsing all around him. We've got to get Meredith and Parham and whoever's going to be playing right guard for us, we've got to get them on the same page in pass pro and getting Geno just another second and a half, and he'll have enough time. And that's my advice from a former Division II quarterback.